Good morning. We are in the middle of Masechta Shabbos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. And after the previous Mishnah taught us the principle of Shehiyah on Shabbos, our current Mishnah is going to teach us about Shehiyah and an oven and a kupach. And these rules are different than the Kira. The Kira is wider on top as it is on the bottom, and so the heat is not preserved inside. A tanur in Mishnaic language is tougher at the top. It's a more narrow space and it's wider on the bottom, which means that the heat is going to be preserved. A kupach is a very, very small kira, and there's no room on it. It's a single burner, and so therefore it heats up a lot bigger. So our Mishnah wants to know what's the difference between the tanur and the regular kira. Says the Mishnah, Tanur Shesikua Beghash Begvava, when you have an oven, a tanur, which is heated with kash and gvava, with straw and stubble, right? Even straw and stubble. So lo yitain, a person cannot put the dish on it from Erev Shabbos to leave it on Shabbos, bein mitocho, bein mi'al gabav, whether you're going to put it inside the tanur or on top of the tanur, right? And why is that? So the answer is, the reason why you can't do this is because the heat is going to be there, and the heat is so intense that we still need to be concerned. Shema yechata begechalim. Kupach, when we deal with a kupach, shesikua bekasha begvara, hareza kikirayim. But since a kupach, which gets heated with straw and stubble, is not made into... charcoals, right? So that can be treated like a kira, and therefore you can put a tafshal on Erev Shabbos to leave it over on Shabbos, even without a blech, because we're not concerned, Shema Yechateh Begecholim, that he's going to come to stoke the coals. But Begefes Ubeitzim Hareu Ketan, or when we deal with the more charcoal-y stuff, we have to be concerned that he's going to come to stoke it, and so therefore... a person would not be able to rely on the kupach as a derivative of the kira. Once something becomes heated on the fire, so then the heat, right, is that it generates is no longer direct fire. It's known as toldas ish, and something that gets heated by the sun. So that's called toldas shemesh. The solar cooking is indirect. So our Mishnah is going to deal with the issues of heating of toldas esh and toldas shemesh. And so Mishnah Gimel begins, Enos nimbeitza betzad ha-mecham b'shvil sh'taskalgel. Right? On Shabbos, a person cannot take an egg and place it next to the chinuk, next to the hot pot that's on the fire. Even after the fire has been removed from it. In other words, even if you have a kettle that's steaming hot and you take it off the fire, because the heat is going to be held and retained by that pot, that is a kli rishon, right? A person still can't put an egg next to it in order for it to cook a little bit, because if you're mevashel but told us eish, that's like being mevashel with the fire itself. V'lo yafkiena besudrin, right? You shouldn't break the egg within a heated cloth, even if that cloth was heated in the sun. And why is that? If a person were to do such a situation, that would also be treated as toldas esh. And toldas shemesh is like toldas esh, as a gzera derabanan. And the rabbis were concerned. However, b'di'eved, it would only be an issur derabanan. Rabbi Yossi Matir, Rabbi Yossi says, you certainly can go ahead and deal with the egg in the heated cloths, because he does not go there toldos shemesh because of toldos ish. So continues the Mishnah, or the Mishnah continues, yat minena, velo yat minena bechol ubeavak drachim b'shir shetitzala. A person shouldn't put the egg in sand or in the dust of the road, which have been heated up in the sun, in order for it to sort of be have the cold taken out of it. The Mishnah says that's the style. The style used to be that people would take it for insulation, and the Gemara says that a person should not do this for one of two reasons. either because, says the Gemara, the hot sand is like hot ash, and we may come to heat with hot ash, which would be a potential problem, or alternatively, suggests the Gemara, maybe the issue will be that a person will come to dig in order to be able to put the egg inside, and that would create a separate issue in regard to the laws of Shabbos. Okay, so now we've learned some of the issues in regard to Toldos Eish and Toldos Shemesh, and we've also reviewed the rules of a small tanur and a kupach. Okay, Be'ezus Hashem, we will continue tomorrow morning.